Omar Gobo, São Paulo. This is Spielpod.com coming to you from our makeshift studios south of the border here in Brazil. Today is Thursday, the 8th of November, 2012. On this date, in 1519, Hernan Cortes enters Teotihuacan and Aztec ruler Montezuma welcomes him with a grand celebration. Didn't turn out so well for Montezuma. In 1793, the Louvre opens as a museum, so the French Revolution had that going for it. In 1837, Ilya Chavchavadze, founder of modern Georgia, is born. On this exact same day in 1837, Mary Lyon founds Mount Holyoke Female Seminary, which later becomes Mount Holyoke College, home academic institution of Stephen Jones, one of the coolest historians writing about Georgia today, who's got a new book coming out, which is really, really big news. We'll tell you more about it when we know. I think it's about the First Republic. Anyway, there'll be more on Spielpod.com. 1864, President Lincoln is reelected. 1892, the New Orleans general strike begins, uniting black and white American trade unionists in a successful four-day general strike for the first time. It's one of the biggest strikes in American history. 1895, physicist Wilhelm Conrad Röntgen, while messing around with electricity, becomes the first person to observe X-rays. In 1917, after taking power, Lenin calls for an immediate armistice of World War I and begins to pull out of Russian troops. In 1936, Franco's nationalist troops fail in their attempt to capture Madrid and begin the brutal three-year siege of Madrid. In 1939, Hitler survives an assassination attempt. In 1960, John F. Kennedy is elected in one of the closest elections in U.S. history. In 1994, Sonny Bono is elected to the U.S. House of Representatives with the Newt-led Republican bunch that took over the House that year. Birthdays, in 2008, Martha Gellhorn, the very cool American writer who was married to Hemingway for a while but was really a lot cooler than him. And in 1954, Kazuo Ishiguro, the British writer, is born. Now, you ask, do the discovery of the X-ray and the election of Sonny Bono have anything to do with each other? Well, as so often the case, of course they do, via intellectual property. Röntgen, who won the Nobel Prize, refused to patent the X-ray, so now anybody is able to use it without paying some giant company in order to do it. Bono, in the short 2 years he served before dying in 1996 in a strange skiing accident, the only real thing that he did was to sponsor a bunch of record and media companies to ridiculously extend the trademark protection to 99 years in an incredible abuse of public interest. That type of protection of corporate interest over individual interest stands as a pillar of U.S. foreign policy, at least at the operational level, with the U.S. Embassy in Georgia pressuring the Georgian government to extort money from restaurants that turn on the radio. So thanks a lot, Sonny Bono. This week's Kvitis, Politra, and Georgian Journal article by me is about the need for real local self-government in Georgia, with both elections and a formulaic method to transfer money to regions or districts or rayons or whatever they'll be, villages or towns, so that they will not be punished or rewarded for compliant local government officials won't just be rewarded or renegades be punished. And also to end presidentially appointed regional governors, which are now being defunded, so it looks like that'll happen. So we'll get to that later. So on November 5th, the former Interior Minister, Bacho Akhalaya, published a letter on his Facebook page stating that he was returning to Georgia and ready to answer all questions related to his work. On November 6th, the prosecutor's office started an investigation into the abuse of his authority, and Akhalaya was ordered in for questioning. There he was questioned for 4 hours as a witness and was then arrested and charged with violating Part 3 of Article 333 of the Criminal Code, which deals with cases of exceeding official power that result in insulting a victim's dignity. The investigation focused on his time as defense minister when he apparently insulted several dismissed employees in front of others. In no way related to the Akhalaya charge, there is a rumor, by the way, that the chair of the new sports committee in Parliament, a guy named Zviadauri, punched one of his subordinates a couple of days ago. Anyway, Akhalaya was also charged today with violating the fourth part of Article 143 regarding illegal imprisonment. two Army commanders, Chief of Staff of the Georgian Armed Forces, Gheorghe Kalandadze, and the Chief of the 4th Brigade, Zurab Shamtava, were also arrested. Chief Prosecutor Archil Gilashvili does not rule out detaining other officers as well. Today, Tetz Lukiani, Justice Minister, said that the wife of Sergo Tetradze filed a complaint against Bachu Akhalaya and others, and it will be a separate case against Akhalaya. Tetradze was tortured and murdered while serving time in prison. He was a first lieutenant in the Georgian Intelligence Agency. On November 5th, the government submitted a new draft budget for 2013. The draft sets budgetary revenues at 7.4 billion lari and expenditures at 7.3 billion lari, though these numbers may change before it's voted on in December. There were funding cuts to the president's administration as well as restrictions on MISHA's discretionary funds, which the president has attacked as being, quote, politically motivated. There have been fairly enormous presidential discretionary funds for quite some time, including under Shevardnadze, although they grew a lot under MISHA when the budget grew. On November 2nd, MISHA turned down Prime Minister Bidzina Ivanishvili's proposal that he leave the presidential palace and work in the state chancellery building. The president's administration has already had to switch off its external lighting system, not including the security perimeter of the president's palace due to the funding restrictions. Draft budget cuts from the National Security Council budget from last year's 24.8 million lari to 1.8 million lari for 2013. Other funding cuts include financing for nine provincial governors, as we mentioned, which before were just kind of these didn't really exist so much in legislation, but they were kind of the president's representatives that would kind of, run things and were really unhelpful. Central government transfers for the autonomous republics, meaning basically Ajada, and local self-governments, and central government funding for the Tbilisi municipality. The draft budget projects real GDP growth at 6% next year, with a nominal GDP expected to reach 29.3 billion lari. Tax revenues are expected to be 6.9 billion lari in 2013, a 10% increase from 2012, including 3.4 billion lari from VAT. According to the draft budget, out of the 20 ministries, funding for 10 will be increased, 8 will be reduced, and 2 will remain unchanged. We're starting with the big ones going on down. Health Ministry will be allotted 2 billion lari for 2013, which is up from 1.8 billion lari in 2012. Draft will allocate 450 million lari for health care programs, of which 324 million will be for state-funded health insurance programs, an increase from this year's $174 million. The government has also said that it would increase monthly pensions. Defense Ministry will receive 690 million lari, which will be up from 677 million lari in 2012. The Interior Ministry is allotted 585 million lari, which is about as much as last year. Finance Ministry will receive 100 million lari, down from 118 in 2012. The Economy Ministry will have 70 million lari, which is 64 million less than 2012, a substantial, enormous drop. Ministry of Regional Development is allotted 855 million lari, down from 2012's 982 million lari. Energy Ministry will have 118 million lari, down from 290 million. Justice Ministry will have its funding increased from 2012's 54 million to 67 million lari. Prison Ministry will be upped from 125 million to 170 million. Foreign Ministry will have less funding. It will be 76 million lari, down from 83. Ministry of Education, up a bit. Ministry of Culture, down quite a bit. Ministry of Sports and Youth, down quite a bit. Ministry of Agriculture, up a ton. Ministry of Environmental Protection, down a little. Ministry of IDPs, up a bit. Ministry of Reintegration, up a bit, but it's quite small. Ministry of Euro-Atlantic Integration, also the same, but quite small. Diaspora Issues, which is the smallest, will stay the same. Employment Ministry's budget will increase from 95,000 lari to 1 million lari, though the government plans to get rid of it. The Public Defender's Office's Funding will be cut from $2.2 million to $1.8 million, Lottie. Georgian Public Broadcaster will likewise have less funding from $50 million to $31.8 million. The Georgian Orthodox Church funding will increase this year from $22.8 million to $25 million, Lottie, in 2013, and this funding should be completely cut, in my opinion. I mean, that's a lot of money, $23 million, Lottie. Sarke Information Agency reports on November 5th that Energy Minister Kaja Kaladze sold his 45% share in SAK Hydromsheni to the GMC Group. Kommersant.ge reports on November 2nd that Kaladze resigned from membership on Progress Bank Supervisory Board. He gave a 78% share in the bank to the management. Today, Interpress News reports that over 1,300 Tbilisi bus drivers are on strike. The drivers have 17 demands that include improved conditions and higher salaries. If their demands are not met, they say that metro workers will join them. Current salaries of bus drivers are around 800 lari. Drivers received a 16% increase in July. I'd say that's a, you know, for a bus driver and not a wildly skilled trade, that's a pretty reasonable salary by Georgian standards. I mean, if you compare to the price of goods and, you know, the consumer basket, maybe it's not so great, but it's certainly better than a lot of other salaries around. Interpress News reported on November 8th that Tribuli miners went on strike again protesting a decrease in salary. Channel 1 reported on November 3rd that Deputy Energy Minister Gia Kaftaradze resigned from the position because of negative statements about him in the press regarding the prison riot, which took place when he was Justice Minister 2005 to 2007. He was attacked as not doing anything to prevent several deaths and 17 injuries that occurred. Prime News reported on November 5th that six independent MPs will set up a new parliamentary faction. Quote, independent majoritarian MPs. MP Gheorghe Lipartelyani will chair the new faction. But correct me if I'm wrong, but don't you need 10 MPs to be a faction officially? Somebody answer that for us. On November 3rd, Ajada TV reported that builders of a bypass road in Kobuleti held a protest march against their employer, Sino Hydro, a Chinese company who violated labor agreements by firing over 200 workers, allegedly. The workers are also demanding higher salaries. Interpress News reported on November 2nd that the workers at Poti Seaport began an open-ended strike on November 1st, demanding higher wages and better working conditions. The Director General of Poti Port, Joseph Crowley, resigned on November 6th. The strike is ongoing. Black Sea Press reported on November 6th that miners and workers at the Georgian manganese company in Chiatuta ended their three-week-long strike after BI promised that their salaries and working condition demands would be met within 2 months. Interfax News reports on November 2nd that Zura Arsoshvili, the commerce director of Telasi, was dismissed. The company's trade union had been lobbying for this because of Arsoshvili's mass firing of workers and his taking improper advantage of his position. That's a quote, taking improper advantage of his position. I'd like to know the specifics on that one. Interpress News reported on November 8th that a special commission will be formed in response to the nationwide labor strikes in order to facilitate labor-employee mediations. Good idea. Let's get moving on that. Rustavi Odi reported today that all three factions of the UNM have declared a boycott of the parliamentary sessions in Kutaisi and have returned to Tbilisi. Okay, what's up with that? They were the ones who, you know, did the constitutional amendments unanimously. That would be interesting to see, you know, which MPs voted which way on those constitutional amendments and have now fled to Tbilisi. Interpress News reported that on November 7th, Nina Khatiskatsi, former employee of the hardest working NGO in Georgia, Transparency International Georgia, which I chair, was nominated for the post of public defender. Interpress News reported on November 6th that Lali Moroshkina will be chief advisor of Prison Minister Sosar Subari. Not sure her qualifications, but she is very popular among the prisoners. Black Sea Press reported on November 2nd that Subadi suspended the director of Rustavi Prison Number 16, Levan Aburjania. Prisoners had complained to the ombudsman's office about the mistreatment. Interpress News reported on November 5th that 60 inmates in Kasani Prison Number 15 sewed their own mouths shut and demanded that the torturers of prisoners be fired. Black Sea Press reported on November 6th that the director of the prison, Nukri Huchua has changed his mind and decided not to leave his post unless the General Inspection Division of the Prison Ministry reveals he has violated a law. Interpress News reported on November 7th that 610 inmates are on hunger strike in Kasani No. 19, which is the facility for inmates with tuberculosis. Their main demand is that the head doctor of the facility, Otar Trapaidze, be fired along with three employees of the old administration. Last week, we reported that Emzar Kvitsiani, the ex-chief of local government of Kodori Gorge, returned to Georgia. Kvitsiani and his family left Georgia 6 years ago after he was accused of forming and commanding an illegal armed unit, treason, and illegal possession of arms. Interpress News reported on October 6th that Kvitsiani's sister, Nora Kvitsiani, was released from prison. Again, following up on last week's story about the Muslim-Christian conflict in the village of the awesomely named village of Nigziani in Lanchkuti district, Black Sea Press reported on November 2nd that Misha called on the new government to do everything possible to settle the religious conflict. The conflict ended after a meeting between clergymen and the regional eparchy and the mufti, the representative of mostly Muslim eco-migrants. I think they probably left after a mudslide, which is often the case in Jeddah. Georgia Online reported on November 1st that BI appointed Georgia's former ambassador to Russia, Zurab Abashidze, as his personal representative for Russian affairs. GHN reported on November 2nd that Finance Minister Nodar Khaduri introduced Kaka Kakabadze as the chief of the investigation department and asked that he become, quote, friends with businessmen. Let's hope so, but let's figure out what's happening with the business ombudsperson, which the former government set up and had been headed by the former head of ProCredit Bank, and not really sure where that's going. Channel 1 reported on November 6th that the socially vulnerable and IDP families on a hunger strike in the former railway hospital building are continuing striking. They demand housing. Minister of Refugees David Tarakhvalidze accuses UNM of involvement, of course. Interpress News reported on November 6th that the National Bureau of Enforcement returned the 80 million lari to BI, but BI refuses to use the returned money until there's investigation into the political motivation behind the fine. This in from Rustavioti, Deputy Education Minister Dato Zurabashvili stated on November 1st that the education system may move towards the British model. According to the model, the general secondary schools will comprise 10 grades, while students who wish to enter university have to do an additional 2 years. Interesting proposal. Which is, I mean, quite different than most of the European systems around Europe. But anyway, I'm sure they know what they're doing. Revenue Service has launched a probe into Channel 1 to find out why it has a 3.8 million lari debt in unpaid taxes. The channel's director, Gyorgy Chanturia, held an emergency briefing regarding the audit and said that such a probe was unusual and calls into question the motivation behind the inspection. Chanturia also said that the state audit, not the Revenue Service, has always inspected Channel 1's financial records. Misha later stated that threats against the free media are unacceptable. Yeah, this whole, like, you know, tax holiday thing is really ridiculous. I mean, what members of the government will say is that's for Channel 25 in Batumi, that they needed, you know, they couldn't pay their taxes, so the former government wanted to help them out. But if you look at the tax that was not paid by Imedi and Rustavioti, I mean, it's vastly more than that, and is really a little ridiculous. Channel 1 as well, but it's Imedi and Rustavioti that were given the real advantages. Media.ge reported on November 2nd that up to 30 journalists have been dismissed from Imedi following a decision by the channel's director, Gyorgy Lominadze. Imedi's Kronika producer, Irma Loria, said that they were fired without any clarification. Media.ge reported on November 5th that Lika Zhmotova, daughter of the initial founder of Imedi TV, Badri Patsarkatsishvili, was appointed to the post of director of Georgian Media Production Group, which owns Imedi. Zhmotova, born in 1980, is a graduate of Moscow State University with a specialty in international relations. TechWorld.com reported on October 30th that the Georgian government's computer emergency response team published two photos of a Russia-based hacker who stole confidential information from ministries, parliaments, banks, and NGOs. The team managed to bait him into downloading what he thought was a file containing sensitive information, but which in fact contained secret spying software that took the hacker's photo using his own webcam. Prime News reported on November 2nd, and Itera, Georgia, confirmed that SOCAR, the Azerbaijani national oil company, has purchased Itera, Georgia. We asked our listeners for any information about this. What does this mean? We don't know enough about hydrocarbons and hydrocarbon transports in Georgia to figure this out. So please hook us up, listeners. Baby.ge reported on November 7th that the former Minister of Internal Affairs, Kakha Targamadze, is planning to come back to Georgia. He's quoted as saying, "When he returns, Misha won't be president and he will visit him in prison." Targamadze is currently living in Moscow. He was a corrupt jerk, head of the Interior Ministry and Police Force back in Shevardnadze's day. That'll be kind of depressing if he shows up again, especially if he like decides to comment on everything all the time. Sarkia Information Agency reported on November 5th that Russian air carriers Sibir Airlines and Ural Airlines began flights between Moscow and Kutaisi. Both companies will have one flight a week. Ticket prices start from a 350 euro round trip, which is not that cheap. Interpress reported on November 2nd the chief manager of Geocell, Osman Turan, is moving to Nepal, so the company will be managed by the Finn Pasi Koistinen. Geocell is owned by the Turkish mobile operator Turkcell and TeliaSonera, a publicly traded company that is partly owned by the governments of Sweden and Finland. GHN reports on November 3rd that Vasil Choidze, political scientist and president of the European Integration Research Center, died of a heart attack. Rustavi Odi reported on November 1st that a young man was slightly injured in a fight that took place between Halloween party participants and passers-by on Chardeni Street. Interpress News reported on November 5th that a young man was murdered in front of Avlabadi Metro. Reports say he was shot. Sarkey Information Agency reported on November 7th that the two-month rehabilitation of tourist infrastructure in Tusheti National Park is completed. Price tag of 112,000 lari. In accordance with the Deep and Comprehensive Free Trade Agreement, DCFTA, the EU put out a new regular newsletter called the EU-Georgia Trade Insight. November issue includes a trade study commissioned by the Netherlands, Poland, and Georgia on the long-term effects of the DCFTA. Georgia's exports to the EU are expected to grow by 12% and imports by 7.5%. Georgian GDP is expected to grow by 4.3%. The fourth round of the DCFTA negotiations will be held in Brussels, November 26th through 30th. The negotiators have been changed. It was Deputy Prime Ministers Tumuna Kovzidze and Vata Lejava, who's now at Bendukidze's, who's the rector or whatever of Bendukidze's University, Free University. So it'll be important to see. I'm not sure who the new negotiators are, but that'll be an important change. Let's hope they keep it. It's tough to change negotiators right in the middle of that. Hope it goes well. Itar TASS reported on November 4th that Simon Gigitelashvili, a resident of the settlement of Gulguli, has made a record-breaking 8-meter-long churchela. For those of you who don't know, the churchela is this unbelievably cool and delicious Georgian thing that is like nuts sewn together and then dipped in this sort of, I don't know, soupy wine, post-wine mixture. I don't know what it is. I've never really had it anywhere else. But they're incredibly good. You see them if you drive through Kaheti. They sell them on the side of the road. Gigi Telashvili said he was going to present his churchela to the Patriarch on his 80th birthday on January 4th, 2013. Yeah, churchelas, you want to age them a little bit. So, hats off to Simon for the world's largest 8-meter-long churchela. No finger of the week this week. We'll move right to Geo Capital's number. We feature the Geo Capital number of the week, which is Georgia's coolest microfinance organization. Full disclosure, I'm a shareholder. They kindly give Tealpod.com an interesting number each week. This one is 9.2%, which is the share of Georgia's total population that lives under the poverty line, as reported by Georgia's Social Service Agency. This is down from 9.9 in 2009, but up from 6.4 in 2006. The subsistence minimum for a working-age male is 149 lotti per month as of September, which is not a heck of a lot, about 90 U.S. dollars. Because only beneficiaries of the government's subsistence allowance are counted, the poverty numbers are on the low side. If you don't receive a government subsistence allowance for some reason, you're not counted. Announcements this week. Colga movie showing Purple Rose of Cairo is tomorrow, Friday, November 9th. It starts at 8 p.m. at Dom Kino, across from Rustaveli Metro, and costs 7 lotti. The movies on Monday and Wednesday will not be held because of a Brazilian film festival, which is showing Walter Salles' films. The films showing of the Brazilian film festival are on Monday, November 12th, Central Station, on Tuesday the 13th, Motorcycle Diaries, Wednesday the 14th, Passing Line, Thursday the 15th, Foreign Land, Friday, November 16th, Behind the Sun. All of those films are free and will begin at 7 p.m. in Dom Kino. So check those out. If you look Brazilian film, Google Brazilian Film Festival Tbilisi, you will find out about those. They're free and they're good. Thank you for the Tabeel Pod listener who followed up on Sasha Tsulukidze, who I mentioned last week. During the Soviet period, Tsulukidze was the name of Khoni, where he was from. In fact, he was from Kondwati Village. For those of you who don't know, it is the coolest village in Georgia, right next to Khoni Town, maybe 4 kilometers away towards Martvili. It is famous for having the most delicious mchadi and kveli anywhere in the world. So check that. Check it out. Head by if you get the chance. Here's a Christmas shopping tip. The third revised edition of The Literature of Georgia by Donald Rayfield is available through eshop.queenmaryuniversityoflondon.ac.uk. We've mentioned Rayfield's new book about the history of Georgia that is coming out very, very soon. I think you can probably get it on Amazon now. Hopefully will appear soon in Prospero's, or you can get it also on eShop, I guess. Anyway, The Literature of Georgia was published a while ago. I mentioned a show or two ago that it was incredibly expensive. It was, but now is not, because it's gone through a reprint. And the place to get it is eShop, that's E-S-H-O-P, .QMUL, that's Queen Mary University of London, .AC.UK. On the site, look for Garnet Press books. You'll see those. It's also available on Amazon, but more of the money goes to Queen Mary if you get it on their eShop, and I think it's only 20 or 25 pounds. Also coming out soon is the English version of Otar Chiladze's A Man Was Going Down the Road, which will be available in early December. Chiladze's Avelum will be available in the spring. Also, check out The River of Babylon, which is an unbelievably funny novel about the end of communism and the rise of capitalism, I think in Slovakia. But, I mean, frankly, could be anywhere. It's sort of focused around a hotel. It's really very, very funny. It's in English, obviously. Translated in English. On November 3rd, American Books Club is presented at TSU. About 40,000 books collected in at Tennessee State were sent to Georgia Civil Education and Social Equality Center. The books are in TSU's library and are available to all who are interested. Tbilisi's very cool pedestrian rights advocacy group, Iare Pechit, is holding a street photo contest and exhibition to protest against the unlawful parking of cars on sidewalks. Three winners will receive brand new pairs of green Converse All-Stars. To participate, go to Facebook and search for Iare Pechit. Print out the warning flyer, which you can cut into, I think there are 5 of them on each sheet, and you just put them under on somebody's windshield under the windshield wipers. On any car that you see parked on a sidewalk, and it says, please don't park here. Then take a picture of that, submit the photo to iarepechit@gmail.com before the November 15th deadline. Then come to the exhibition on Sunday, November 17th at 2 p.m. in front of the Imeli building, which is right across from Marco Polo, or next to the Smart Shop. On the north side of Rustaveli. It's that building that's under construction that has a sort of wood plank board thing that you have to walk past. The winners will be announced right there. They're randomly selected, so it doesn't have to be a great picture. So anybody but you have to be present. Okay. For more information, check out Iare Pechit on Facebook or the website. That's Iare Pechit, which is, get out a pencil right now and write this down: India, Alpha, Romeo, Echo, Papa, Echo, Kilo, Hotel, India Tango. That is Iare Pekhit. IarePekhit. That's it for this week. My Twitter address is at TXTBUK. Our email is tbilpod, that's tblpod at gmail.com, or post to the forum on our website, www.tbilpod.com, and we will finish with Kedi Padaseshvili, Dilam de Samba, from 1996. Samba. Samba s'exeldeba, matse kwe dilam de samba, samba dilam de samba.
Baim toram, maset swat reli kabno. Mereda itro samba, da atzek daraba. Keratik oskuelas preze kueoda. Pit mi kuelas karnaval zeza koda. Esi bo samba, me arabinar mabla. Ase da itzvo samba, trens shori samba.
Izko ato da, trens ota sange bistauda. Pizara pezara gauda, ukwe bigatz gauda. Samba trens guazot vrenda, trens sambas bolo arunchanda. Sambas polo aruchanda, se kwamda chreli kaba.
Ase da itmo samba, samba ase kseldeba. Mase kwe dilam de samba, samba dilam de samba. Ase da itmo samba, samba ase kseldeba. Segue dilam de samba, samba dilam de samba.
Ah, valitri sila nela tende boda. Chakra pati prostroti cer de boda.
Ar cer de boda samba, la arci si gaba. Ema de boda vneba, halisi da zala. Si possamba, ne ho quelli razzi vanga. Dagzal devo da samba, trens fiori samba.
Is quattro da, trens otar sangue vitrauda. Pisara pesara gauda, uque vi razz gauda. Samba, trens guazzo splenda, trens samba.
Samba, samba dilam de samba. Ase da itmo samba, samba ase kseldeba. Matse kwe dilam de samba, samba dilam de samba. Ase da itmo samba, samba ase kseldeba. Matse kwe dilam de samba. samba de la samba. I said that is for samba, samba, I said till the bar. Mas se fue de la samba, samba.